Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and today we have a very special guest, somebody who has an awesome background, who was able to just keep going, be able to fight the good fight, and was able to break in with not one medical device company, but multiple medical device companies, which you will hear about that here very soon. But today we are so proud to have former New to Medical Device Sales student from the course and current associate sales rep, Katie Beck, onto the show. Katie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And just for everyone to know, Katie came into our program and then went through a roller coaster, which we're going to dive deep into today for everybody to kind of get to know. But really why I wanted to make today's episode and have you on, because we talked about this before you even broke in, was your background. Your background is very interesting, and not many people think that they can break into medical device sales coming from your background. So as we dive in, I want to just hear, who is Katie? Tell us a little bit about yourself and we'll get rocking and rolling.
Yeah. So I grew up in a suburb of Chicago, but I live in Arizona now. I came out here for nursing school, but then I pretty quickly moved into business. I knew I always wanted to be within like medical sales, but I kind of had a crazy different sales background. So I went to ASU. I graduated in marketing with a minor in medical studies. Had an interesting background because a lot of people that move to Scottsdale get into nightlife. And it's just kind of one of those avenues that it's good money. It's a lot of experience with, you know, sales, but more of that consumer sales. And so a lot of girls end up getting into it. And I was in it for about 5 years and it was awesome, but I always knew that it wasn't going to be, you know, forever. And I always wanted to go back into that medical profession. It took me a while and I had to work really hard to be taken seriously after that, but yeah. I did it. And so we'll get into more of that.
But yeah, we're going to dive into it. But if you guys do not know anything about Old Town Scottsdale, Old Town Scottsdale, if you don't know anything about like the nightlife here, it is not like your normal nightlife.
It's
anywhere
not for the
else.
Week.
Yeah, no. Yes, it is very different. Like just go search TikTok, Instagram, put Old Town Scottsdale, and you will learn everything you really need to know about Old Town Scottsdale. And because again, it's not just like normal nightlife. If you go somewhere else, it's going to be like, hey, you go out. It's a lot of people are wearing, like, for example, we were just talking off air. It was like a lot of times it's like, hey, they want the girls wearing lingerie. They want that kind of lifestyle when you're in there. And the reason I'm saying that for everyone to know is because we're going to talk about how do you get taken serious going from working in the nightlife when everyone's going to tell you, Katie, medical device sales is a very serious profession.
Yeah.
And go from that aspect. So we're going to dive deep into it. But what I love about your story, which we'll dive into, is just the fight you have in you and what you never gave up. And you had the roller coaster up and down. So really want to talk about that. But you said you got into medical device sales for the fact of you always knew you wanted to do it. So you're going to nursing school, you're going here in Arizona. What made you drawn to that? What made you like, hey, you're going to nursing school and then you're like, oh, I'm going to switch to business. How did you like find out about medical device sales even when you were in college? And then what kind of got your interest for that?
Yeah. So I always had an interest in just the medical space. My sister is a surgical tech and she worked in trauma in Chicago actually. So she had crazy stories, and I've always had a passion for helping people. Then I've also always had that entrepreneurial spirit. So it kind of just aligned really well. Like all through college, I always really liked that medical aspect, but then also that business. And that's just kind of what I missed doing nightlife, is you don't have that helping people aspect. You're kind of almost doing the opposite. And I just was for years, I was like, you know, I need to do something more fulfilling. And it started bringing me back towards that avenue.
I love that. And and the thing with what people don't understand is like nightlife. Like I remember when I first moved out here, going out on a date with a girl, she was a teacher. And she literally told me she quit teaching within a year because she could make more money on a weekend being in the nightlife than she could actually working all month being a teacher. So the reason I'm telling you guys that is it's not like you're making $2 while you're doing this. Like people are making very good money. They can do it. But like you said, that was one of the things I noticed for myself is I loved personal training, but I trained a wide variety of human beings. And what I noticed is sometimes like we all have those clients, if you're a personal trainer, of like, you just need to train them because you got to pay your bills.
Yeah.
They don't really care. They don't really show up. They don't really try that hard. You hear them complain about their life, but they don't make the changes. But to that point is you'd have these people you're trying to help, but they didn't want the help. And then you're like, why am I doing this?
Right.
The money didn't really matter at the point. And so you're looking for something that fulfills you, that makes you like excited to get out of bed, right? You're like, oh, I'm making a difference, right? So I totally understand you on that aspect of like, hey, med device sales. Now, I really want to dive into your journey because you have a great journey of, I want you kind of, we don't need to say absolute names of like the companies, but I want people to hear, what was your journey like? Let's talk about it. Okay, so you got in the course. What was that journey like for you? And I want them to hear kind of the process of like who you were talking to, what happened. Okay, it turned into another opportunity. Kind of just go in that journey.
Yeah. So obviously I joined the course because what I was already doing wasn't working. And that was just, you know, a lot of people don't understand how difficult it is to get into med sales until you actually get into a course like this. It's like people think that, you know, just calling this person here or there and hitting one person up on LinkedIn once a day is going to do anything, but it doesn't. And I got to a point where what I was doing obviously wasn't working. And so I found you on LinkedIn and I joined the course, and it really just taught me so much about, you know, resilience and really what it does take. And I basically was just really put my head down and was like, I'm really, really focused right now on getting into med sales. And so I did everything within the course. And my main takeaway was the fact that, you know, with my resume, I still wasn't being taken seriously because it had so much nightlife on it. So even when I was doing the steps in the course, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't getting in front of people. And I knew once I'm in front of someone that I can like, 1,000%. I could hit the nail on the head because I'm good with people. I'm very communicative. I know how to sell myself in person.
Yep.
And so I was just being really resilient about getting that face-to-face time. Like you said in your course, you know, it just takes one. And so I was constantly hitting up a million people through all different avenues. And I finally got face-to-face with two different people from one of the biggest med device companies in the world.
Yep.
And one that I've always wanted to work for the longest time. And I was able to meet him for lunch. And right off the bat, you know, he was so impressed with me and the way that I carry myself. Yep. And it might not just be people in Arizona, but there people understand that you're going to have different sales backgrounds. And he was very understanding of the fact that nightlife is still a very intense sales job.
Yep.
And that's one thing I would like to say too, is that I'll never say anything bad about nightlife or regret that time in my life. It gave me so many different personality traits, like confidence and resilience and having that weird work-life balance.
Yes.
And I just took so many things from that that I like to apply in my life now.
Yes.
Yeah, I met him for lunch and it turned into amazing opportunities. I went through a really long interview process with them for 2 months for a position in Vegas. Ended up getting down to the top two.
Yep.
They ended up going with a different candidate that lived in Vegas, but they loved me so much through that process and he saw a lot of value in me. And so he just told me to keep at it. And I ended up getting into another interview process because of that, because I sent out more emails. I just kept working and I ended up getting in contact with another regional manager in Scottsdale. And he wanted to meet me for lunch and I met him and he said, oh, actually that hiring manager from Vegas ended up being is one of my best friends, which is awesome. And so
small world, yeah, huh?
Small world. They ended up, you know, talking and he also really liked me and I went really far through his process and actually got offered that job.
Yeah.
And so,
and then we're here and we'll go into it a little bit more. But the one thing I just got to say a couple things on your journey. Number one is just like we said, your fight, you never gave up. Mm-hmm. Like the one thing I want to say and why I'm so excited to have you on today's podcast is like you said, nightlife taught you so much. And the thing I get really frustrated is it's my whole life. Like, right. Oh, I'm not supposed to be where I'm at. Personal trainer. You're not supposed to be in med device sales, right? Mm-hmm. You're in nightlife. You're never supposed to be in med device sales, but all we keep doing is doing what they say we never will do.
Yeah.
Right. The reason I'm saying that is to every girl that's in nightlife, every person that's working nightlife, like you have the opportunity to do it. It's just, how do you tell your story? How are you able to go? Because I can sit here and tell you from the first time we had the conversation, we talked about the course and you wanted to join was I knew you'd break in. I just told you, hey, it's going to be an uphill battle, but we're going to do it. But you have the skills that we can't teach. If you don't know nightlife at all, and I can just sit here and tell you, I haven't spent much time in it. But from what I have seen in the small moments that I've watched there, it's you have to be able to deal with a lot of freaks or weirdos or people that are grabbing all this weirdos that are out there in the world. If you're watching, you're a weirdo, stop it. But with that as well, the thing I'm saying is the personable, being able to have a conversation, just go up to a stranger, start talking. It is your job. You guys know you make your money with tips, right? How are you going to do a good job? How can you upsell? How can you do stuff to get the bills? Like it all goes into it and you're learning and all these people be like, you're in nightlife. You don't know anything. And that's why I'm so glad that first person that you had a shot with in that company was open to it. Because I'll tell you, like, we just talked off air. It's like, I just talked to somebody who's been in the nightlife in Vegas, and for a year they've been trying, can't get past it, right? Because they'll be like, oh no, this doesn't count, or whatever it is. So very thankfully you got someone who was pretty open-minded and you were able to show up. But the one thing I want everyone to know, why Katie even got that opportunity, it's not like she just called random people and just was like, yeah, so you have a job? Because that's what most of people are doing right now. Like you said, shooting a LinkedIn message. Most people are calling and being like, I sent a message, or I did that. I want to be in it. And they come with an entitled. You never have once been entitled. You're like, I'm going to work and it's going to be hard, but I'm going to put it in. And then the thing I can just sit here and tell you is, you know what you did? Like, you, because you showed it through the course, is what we're teaching is how to come prepared. Know what you did? Came really prepared. Guess what made you go through that interview process? And the only reason you didn't land that one in Vegas, we talked about, that person had been in line for like 5-6 months. That's the only reason it didn't. It was an internal hire. They've been there for 5-6 months, right? Yeah. So then that didn't happen. But going back to what we talk about, the world is so small in med device sales. You did such a great job. They're like, we want this person on the team. They went out of their way to get you into another interview process because they knew somebody.
Yeah.
Right. And because, but the one thing I have to say is, it's kudos to you for putting in the work to show them why they should even take a shot from you.
Yeah.
Because I can sit here and tell you, people are watching this and be like, well, if I would have had that shot, I, you know, you wouldn't. I can promise you, no, you would not. You would not have came prepared. You wouldn't have done what you needed. You did. And that's what led into this. And then we get to where you get the hire. And then I want everybody to hear this, because to show your fighting spirit, what happened on the day that you were supposed to start your job?
Yeah. So I was unofficially training with the team for almost a month, just doing things on my own, you know, running around, doing as much as I could, going to the...
Which you had left your job for.
Yes.
You had already quit your prior job.
Yes.
So you were all in on the one that you said had the job for. Yes. So let me just make that, quit the job is all in on the other one, and then explain the story.
Yes. On my start date, I was actually with them working a little bit, and then I got an email that said they rescinded my offer due to a background check issue and a discrepancy with my employment verification.
And that is something I have never heard. We got on a phone call and we talked about this. I have never heard of this. But the reason I wanted to bring this all up, let me just make this very clear. Katie did nothing wrong. The background, she does not have like bad stuff where they're like, oh my gosh, we can't hire you. It was not. It was literally something that is so minor. Again, I've done this for almost 4 years and I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
No company has ever done this. The reason why I wanted you to share that is when everybody tells me these companies care about you. They don't care about you. So the reason I'm telling you that, for every single person that's just focusing on one company because, oh my gosh, they're showing me, they're putting all their eggs in one basket. You think they really care about you? And I want everyone to hear this. Katie quit her job, had already been there for a month unofficially, not getting paid to do it, training because she wanted to come in and be overprepared and all that stuff. And the company still says, oh, sorry, see ya.
Yeah.
Not, hey, all this. It's just, hey, you're fired. It does not work now. We gave you an offer. You literally quit your job and no, we're taking it back.
Yeah.
This is what I want everybody to hear is, please stop putting all your trust in one company. Until you've signed the offer and started, it does not matter. You signed the offer and you started. And the day of, they're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Right. So I want, this is a big piece for everybody to hear is, please stop thinking it's just one. Just think, oh, this company. And going back into the world of med device sales, I talk to reps that are currently in it. We have this conversation. I love being part of the company that I'm part of. I want to be there because I didn't like it, right? I believe in it. But you have to understand, med device is a business. I've talked to so many reps who are like, oh, I've been here for 15 years. And I'm all that. You're there for 15 years. And then we have a little downturn in the economy and we don't need you anymore. Like, I can sit here and tell you, my mom was at a place, COVID happened, right? Everybody had this doing it and then been there for 20 years and they're like, oh, we got to cut your hours and we might have to get rid of you altogether. They care about you till they don't.
Yeah.
That's money, right? So just understand that as you go through this process, you want to be committed. You want to be all in on a company, but just understand it is a business. So that's what I wanted to have people hear from your story is like, you did it. Now, the thing I wanted to echo on the back of that, most people would have quit. They would have just been like, med device isn't for me. You did the two. Like,
this is a sign.
This is a sign, right? Because I've heard that. We've had people that go through that, but like they do it. They went through a 2 month and then they lost out. Nothing because you did wrong. They had someone for 6 months that they already had promised the job to. But you came in, you rock the whole ship and they're like, oh my gosh. Then you get into this spot, you get the actual job. And then they're like, ah, most people would be like, ah, been a couple months. It's not working. Oh my gosh. You didn't. You sent me a text and you're like, this sucks. I need a couple of weeks to regroup, get myself together. And then the next conversation we're having is you're hired.
Yeah.
And now the beautiful part of what I just want to say is you're hired at a company that you have a better fit mm-hmm. for. You're more excited to be a part of mm-hmm. and financially is not going to hurt yourself as that bad either. Right? Like you're going to do all right. Right. And so the reason I'm telling you that is I always tell people it's funny how the world works out. Mm-hmm. Right. But I want you all just to hear is like, again, from the beginning of this, how prepared you came mm-hmm. to your fight. It never stopped. And now, congratulations on being in med device sales.
Thank you.
You are rocking and rolling. We just had some talks off air that you're already in the job and mm-hmm. and you're crushing it.
Yeah.
But when you went through that process, can you kind of tell us about that journey? Because we just explained the journey. How are you feeling when like you go in and then you did all 2 months and then no, you didn't get the job.
Yeah. No, I can't lie. It was like one of the hardest things I've ever gone through because I not only then was like back to being completely unemployed because I'd already quit my previous job.
Yep.
So then you're really just at kind of rock bottom of like, okay, I thought this was the company for me.
Yep.
Everything was going so well. I already, you know, had like the company scrubs, everything was lined up and ready to go. And it really did set me at like a rock bottom. But I believe too, though, that things, you know, work out for the best. And I know myself and how resilient I am. And I was still hopeful even at that rock bottom that, you know, something better was coming my way.
Yep.
So I think I texted you that I was like, something does not want me working for this company.
Yes, you did.
Just the most weird things were happening. I was like, nothing is working with this specific company.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that was my one thing through my process with you that I definitely, which you say not to do is put your eggs in one basket, which I will admit, I was really passionate about that one particular company.
Yep.
And it was really eye-opening through all of this at what, you know, what I did like wrong per se. But it ended up not being wrong because it put me into these positions. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So I ended up, what ended up happening is, with that one company that I got to know that team over that unofficial month and they all really grew to like me and were really devastated by what happened as well. And so they started texting their friends at different companies and saying, you know, I have this great candidate. It didn't work out at my company. Do you guys have anything? And I got into a couple new interview processes and I found the company that I'm with today that is just amazing. And I literally cried on my first day because it felt so right.
Yep. I love that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I I'm getting chills as you say that because I want you guys to hear it takes one. It takes one. And you had it multiple times where it took one.
Yeah.
Somebody liked you. You impressed people so much. Watch what happens. Like, let me just make this very clear for every single person that's watching, that's just sending a message out on LinkedIn saying, I want to get on a call with you. And then you just check boxes. I said this to our team last night and I said this to, we do our office hours in the course and we were talking about it last night. And I said, mm-hmm. would you get off a call? I need you all to self-reflect. Do you get off a call with you and think you would hire you? Because if you don't, we got a lot of reflection to do mm-hmm. because most people are just checking boxes. Mm-hmm. The reason why people wanted to go help you, you know what you never came with? Entitlement. Mm-hmm. You know what you never did? Played the victim. You're like, that sucks, but here we go. And then guess what? People saw your fighting spirit. And then guess what they did? Mm-hmm. By a text message, you're in another interview process.
Yeah.
Like we talk about in the course all the time, it just takes one. Mm-hmm. And most people are like, oh, I need all this. It just takes one person to believe in you and say, I see Katie. Mm-hmm. I know she's going to be successful. Let me help.
Yeah, right. And I did want to add too, it's, we kind of talked about how people coming from nightlife and, you know, they take so long to transition. And I think that the main thing that I have that they might not yet is the confidence. I never walked into an interview saying like, oh yeah, you know, I have this nightlife background and kind of, you know, I worded it in a way of how much I've learned from it and what it's taught me and how I'm just as, you know, hungry and just as like powerful in a sales setting as everyone else is, if not more.
Yep.
You know, I have the long hours. I haven't had a weekend off in 5 years.
Yep.
And you know, it's all about that confidence and applying what you've done to apply to the future.
Preach that one more time. And that's why you're where you're at and why you're going to be very successful. Because again, mm-hmm. going back to our office hours last night, that was my whole thing with our team. If you don't know why you should be hired, why would they hire you? Mm-hmm. You knew why you should be hired.
Yeah.
And I told him this. I just saw a video the other day by an entrepreneur. He was working with a salesperson. The CEO asked the salesperson, how'd the meeting go with that sales call? And he's like, oh, it was tough. He's like, oh, tell me a little bit about it. And he's like, the person didn't want to buy. And he's like, let me just get this straight. You as a salesperson are mad because the person you got on the phone with didn't want to buy. What is the whole job of that person? Mm-hmm. It's not to buy. Mm-hmm. Why do salespeople make a lot of money? It is our job to convince them why to buy. The reason I'm saying that, go take that to medical device sales. Mm-hmm. The whole job of the interview process is to tell you why you're not good enough and why you should not be hired. It is your job to convince every single person who's telling you why you should not be hired, why you should be hired. And that's what you, going to that point, your confidence.
Yeah.
Guess what? Like same thing when I was a personal trainer. Oh, you don't have this. You don't have that. You don't. Please tell me why the person who worked at a copier machine place that the person was already going to buy a copier.
Right.
Is more qualified than the person who is hustling at 2 a.m. to actually pay their bills.
Right.
Please tell me that. And you, when you phrase it like that, they don't know what to do. And the one other thing I want to say is because this actually just happened for one of our students in the course, they got told no. They actually replied back to the regional manager and said, I want you to reconsider this, please. And not in a respectful way. That manager called one of the people we know. And so that's why we know this. He's like, I've never had anybody do that. What do I do with this? Guess who's now back in the interview process? That person. Wow. The reason I'm saying that is because you know what? Most people aren't confident enough to know like, hey, who I am. There's a difference between the cocky and confidence. Mm-hmm. But when you can be confident and be like, I know and stick up for yourself. You want to know why I got job offers? It's not because when people told me I suck, I'm like, yeah, I know. Oh yeah. Thanks. Because that's what a lot of people are doing. Mm-hmm. You don't have sales experience. And most of you are being like, yeah, I don't. Oh no. Right? Like, my gosh, if you have friends, if you have relationships, if you've been able to get another job, guess what you know how to do? Mm-hmm. You know how to win. And it's just being able to take those traits and those experiences and put it into it. And so that's what I want to just say about you right now is like, that's why, like to every girl that's like in nightlife, who's like, oh, I don't know. You have it. Mm-hmm. You got to believe in yourself, but you have to know why would a company be with you? Why would a company choose you? If you don't know that, why would they be with you?
Right.
Right. And so I said for every one of our people yesterday, I was like, you need to write this down. You need to know why a company would hire you. And I said, even more reflection, every time someone gets on a call with you, how do they feel after that call? Nobody will remember what you say, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
Right? People who got off calls with you and people who met with you were like, you made them feel like, holy, she's going to perform. Mm-hmm. Right? And that is why you're successful. So I just wanted to really state that real quick because of that success. Now, one thing you said about the course, and this is what I love about it, is when you're like, hey, the course teaches me not to do this, but I actually did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And then it's, hey, it takes a little longer. It still all worked out, like you said. But this is what I tell people. Everyone's on their own journey. And what you watched during it, you watch people and you went through it yourself. You mature through this journey. It's a maturity journey. And we know that. That's why we're doing the coaching, right? I can tell you guys, like it happens all the time. I'm like, hey, make sure you follow up. And then I have someone call me and they're like, Jacob, I've been in the course for 4 weeks. It's not working. I'm like, how many people you followed up? And they're like, I haven't. I'm like, okay. Right. But like it takes time. And I think about that because I played basketball in college, right? My coach can tell me to do an in and out between the legs, all this stuff. He can tell me it. But until I'm in the mature position to actually be able to do it or have the skill set to do that, I can't do it. And that's what I tell people about the course. And the biggest part of it is think about when you first started the course to where you're at today. Think about all the growth you've had and how even you already carried yourself very well beforehand. But like think about how you carry yourself now of all the trials you went through. And I think about the time is like so many people forget is they need someone in their corner. Every single time you would tell me somebody said this, what was I doing? Yeah, let them say it again. And you're still going. And then guess what? You got interview process. Then you made it to the finals and then you kept doing it. It went away. And guess what? You're in another interview process and you just kept believing in yourself, putting in the work, which is the big one. And then just never giving up. And you broke into med device sales.
Right.
I want everyone to hear what I just said. And just listen to those last three things. Mm-hmm. Because every single person who texts me, even when on our course, when they're like struggling, they're like, oh, I haven't usually seen them in 3 months. They gave up. They stopped. And we talk about this all the time. We are here for you. But we also make it very clear every time we talk, you've got to do the work. Because guess what? You are in med device sales. You know what you can't do? Hey, Jacob, can you give me your doctors? Nope. Because guess what? We don't use the same doctors. You got to learn how to do it. And so that's the one thing about our course that I say this all the time. It's the little parable that teach a man to fish, he eats for a day. Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. I messed that up. Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that you've been able to learn is actually how to continue to progress now that you've done it because of what you learned inside the course and how to be successful because all you're doing is carrying over what you did there. Now you're just going to bring it into med device sales.
Right. The main thing I took from the course was you have to do the work to get the job. You have to do the job to get the job. That's what it is. We keep messing up our phrases today. But yeah, that really stuck with me because I have so many friends too now. They're like, oh, how'd you do it? And this and that. And they just have no idea. And it's once you really do the job that they want to see, then it will come your way with all the work.
So. Exactly. But this is the crazy part is people are going to watch this podcast and be like, Jacob, I'm watching your podcast and I'm sending a LinkedIn message. And I'm like, great. You don't understand what it really takes. Mm-hmm. everybody will watch, like, you learned in the course of what it really takes. We're coaching you on what it really takes. But everybody will watch all this free stuff and then they'll be like, I'm doing it and it's not working. It's just never meant to be. No. We've helped people from the nightlife. We've helped people that are yoga teachers. We've helped personal trainers, nurses. We've helped SLPs. We've helped everything, construction workers, everything you can think of. And every single person who's tell us, you'll never break in. Katie, you'll never break in because you came from the nightlife. Guess what you're in? Med device sales. I'm never going to break in because I'm a personal trainer. Somehow we are here and we're having success. And guess what? We're never supposed to teach people how to do this. We're still teaching people how to do it, right? So the reason I just say that is for everyone listening is believing in yourself, continuing to go after the goals you want. And again, I say this all the time. Think about this like we talked about. Guess what? It did not take you a year. It didn't take you a year to break into med device sales, right? The reason I'm saying that is we talk about the person who's trying it on their own and they've tried for over a year and they've never made it past a second round interview. Now all they've done is wasted a year and the money that they're not making in med device sales compared to now you're in it, you're making the money and here we go. Now you're in your career. The reason I'm just saying that to everyone that's listening is so many people think that they can just go figure it out on their own. And I hope you do. Like I truly hope it happens by yourself. But I sit here and tell you, it's why I can preach about our course so much. It's what I do. I have mentors. Because guess what mentors do? Just save you time and money. You just had to call me and say, Jacob, I'm going through this. What do I do? And I'm like, oh, yes, let's try this. Right? And so the reason I'm just having that conversation is I just wanted to say how proud I am of you, of never giving up, actually committing and going all in and doing the job to get the job and actually never quitting on yourself and always believing in yourself. Because this is why we're going to have you on in the future and be like, oh, it's great to have Katie back as a full line rep as she's crushing quota. Because you have the intangibles, you're doing the work. And I just want to tell you right now on podcast how proud I am of you.
Thank you.
Because I know even from this podcast, you're going to encourage so many other people. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so awesome about this channel, is having somebody else see you do it. And now they're going to believe because know why? You never gave up. Mm-hmm. You always believed in yourself. And so that's what is so fun about what we do and how cool this is. But I know we touched about it a little bit and you already said, do the job to get the job. We know people are going to watch this and they're going to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. And what I would love for you to just say is somebody's going to reach out. Katie, how'd you do it? What's your advice to us? What is your advice for that person who's looking to break into medical device sales, whether they have sales experience or they don't? Mm-hmm. What's the advice you learned to get into med device sales?
Yeah. I think that you made a really good point. It's first to just figure out what you want and if you actually want this job, because that was a big thing. Just me too. When I think right before I got into the course is like, do you actually want to be in med device because you're passionate and because you're interested in healthcare, or do you just want to make money and you hear that, you know, all these huge companies are, you know, there, you want to work for these companies. It's fine figuring out what you want. Yep. And then figuring out what makes you valuable. I'm a very visual person, so I always have my resume printed and things through every call I had. I would have papers taped up on my wall so that I could refer to them when I was speaking to people. And I just had big words of things that made me valuable and that I could always refer back to. So on my resume, when it would say, you know, this nightlife position, I would put confidence, resilience, you know, work-life balance that I could just refer to. And just most of the work was just grinding constantly, just communication all day, every day, doing everything that I could, whether it was LinkedIn, just cold emailing too, which I did a lot of, any time that I could go and actually visit places and do ride-alongs, anything that I possibly could. It was just a consistent grind until people got through and started to really like me and think that I could be valuable. And yeah. And then eventually it just took like one or two people to really carry me through that process and believe in me and give me the shot.
Yeah. And again, you did the work. And what I want you guys to hear just real quick on that point is what you just said about, I did the same thing when I got on calls, is I had like our notebooks and I had certain things. I didn't put the words, which I think is amazing. And on, hey, this is what they're going to challenge me on. Mm-hmm. You already had it played out. But I want everyone to listen to what she just said, is because I can sit in here and tell you, most people call me and they don't even know who I work for, how long I've worked for, how long I've been in med device sales, because they haven't done a 5-second search on a LinkedIn. And now those are the same people who are like, I can't figure out why I'm not breaking into med device sales, compared to you just heard the person who got multiple offers, has gone through this. Every call you were prepped. Every call you had things ready to go. You were looking at it. You already had prepared stuff. That's why you're in med device sales. That's why you're going to be successful in med device sales. You're not just winging it. A lot of people watch this and what, like we said, it's what I hear almost. Oh, I want to be in med device sales because I want to make money. You can make money doing a lot of things. Why do you really want to be here? When you knew that and you knew who you were, You just had to go do the work.
Right.
Which you did.
Right.
And so.
And yeah, I kind of wanted to touch on too, I said a couple times, just, you know, hitting up random people, but to kind of dive more into that. Yeah, I would put in the work. It's like, I wasn't just messaging, you know, Bob from Canada and this and that. Like I'm looking strictly at Arizona. Do I want to work in Arizona? I was open to other places too. Yeah. You know, before I would even message someone on LinkedIn or cold email, you know, I'm finding out what division they're in, how long they worked there, where they worked before. I'm always trying to find some common ground too. So when I hop on the phone, even with recruiters too, you know, I figured like one example, I got on the phone with a recruiter who, it was a first round interview and I saw that he had grown up in Milwaukee and that's where my parents are living right now. So on the phone, I'm like, oh, what do you think about the Bucks right now? And Dame getting traded to the Bucks, and you know, and he's cracking jokes with me the whole time, just like loving it. And just that small little personable detail of, you know, whatever the heck it is, it will just get you so far. And just knowing that information is so useful.
Yep. So like, again, 1000% right on the money right there. Is so many people. That is the piece. So to everyone who's doing nightlife and everyone who's a bartender or whoever, guess what? You know how to do that. I have a lot of people who call me who just read questions off that I told them to ask. They can't think for themselves. That's where people are going to struggle. When you can just go make a connection, this is what people miss about, like, even once you get into med device sales. Do you think for a second I go up to a doctor and be like, hi, I work with this company. You want to buy my stuff? No, because they will tell me to go fly a kite. I will never make a sale that way. But I can find out certain things about them, make correlations with them, make connections with them. And then guess what? Show that I'm a gun when they need the stuff. I'm an expert on what I do. I know what I'm doing. And I'm also just a good person and can hang out with them and have a good chill time. Guess what? Things work out pretty dang well. So I just want to say thank you so much for taking time to be with us. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you?
Yeah, I am on LinkedIn.
Yep.
I'm on Instagram. I think that's pretty much it these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just if you just look at LinkedIn, go there. The one thing I will all sit here and tell you, number one, do not be a creep. Because there are a lot of creeps out there. So please do not be a creep. We say this and then the creeps still slide in. So please do not be a creep. And number two, you guys, just like we say every week, we know from our show, it is great. I love that it helps you. But I also know most people are messaging me that have been on our show that Katie will text me and she'll be like, hey, Jacob, the podcast just went live on Friday. I have 17 messages in my inbox of people asking me to get on a call and get free advice from me. And those calls always go this way. Hey, saw you on the podcast. Don't want to pay any money. Can you take 40 minutes out of your time and tell me everything you do? And guess what? Those same people will never do it because they watch this all the time and then they still just don't do it. Hence why they're not getting the results. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm just saying that to everybody that's sending that message, Katie is busy. Katie just broke into med device sales. And if you are going to reach out to her, please come prepared. Please have questions because she may get back to you and she may not. And let me just make this one last time. She has no reason to ever get back to anybody. Just like every med device sales rep, which we teach in our course. Why would she get back to you? Give her a reason, right? Come prepared. Don't be just the random person who's like what they always do. Watch one of our videos. Don't do anything else. Just say, hey, just saw one of your videos. I just want to get all the information from you for free. The one thing I'm just going to sit here and tell you, you want to know why Katie can talk the way she talks and does everything? A, she's confident and she's put in the work. But number two, she also invested in herself. People who invest in themselves usually get pretty good results. The people who are just always trying to freeload, I can sit here and tell you the freeloaders are the people who struggle the most in life, and the people who have been trying for 6 months and still like, I don't know what to do. But guess what? Katie knew what to do and got multiple offers. Yeah, so I just 100%. Wanted to say thank you for taking time on be out of your day to be here. And just again, congratulations on breaking into med device sales.
Thank you. Of course. And yeah, I'm happy to help. And just one last thing, even if, you know, if you're debating if medical sales is for you or for not, this course has taught me so much about myself, and just all those interview processes have really brought me like where I am today. And I know I'm going to be in this industry for life now, but even if I wasn't, you know, I've learned so much about just interviews and how to carry myself and really being resilient and looking for a new career. So
I'm so proud of you. And again, I appreciate that because like we always say, even when you got into the course, if I just get you guys hired in med device sales, I failed at my job. It is to continue to grow you as people, to have success in med device sales, outside of med device sales. I want you to be the best person that you can become because we just want you to have freedom. And what I can sit here and tell you, you're about to have a lot of freedom in your life because you are a person who goes and takes action. You believe in yourself and you just won't quit. So again, from the bottom of my heart, congratulations on breaking into med device sales.
Thank you. Thank you.
So proud of you. And if you guys would press that like and subscribe button, a 5-star review helps us grow this channel. And if you feel like this could be helpful for someone that you know is in the nightlife or is a bartender or anybody, please share it with them. Because again, we just want to continue to give hope to other people to show that it is possible. So thank you so much. Really appreciate you all watching, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.